Hello, my name is Joe Zamuda, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. There are many great villain redemption arcs out there, from Darth Vader to Sawyer from Lost. I don't know how many times I've heard the saying, a villain is a hero in his own story. And that is true for us today as much as it was true for those villains and some of the biblical figures. I also see that we have a tendency to be our own worst enemies. I know all my failures. I know all my weaknesses. I know the chinks in my armor. David, instead of being out with his army, stayed home with the women and children, struggled and fell into sin with Bathsheba, thus creating a weakness that had to be dealt with. Samson was given great power, yet he didn't have that Uncle Ben moment of learning that with great power comes great responsibility. I know I don't have any biblical proof to back this up, but God often uses the most unlikely of people. I don't see Samson, as he normally gets depicted, a big muscle man, but like an unassuming little guy, like our current Spider-Man, Tom Holland. Samson, having a Nazirite vow from birth, had things that he was to avoid and not consume. The three main things were to avoid consuming anything made of grape or the grapevine. Second, and most well known, is not to cut his hair. And the third was to avoid corpses and graves. Like most of us, when we are told we cannot do something, we get as close as we can to that thing without doing it. At one point, Samson was walking through a vineyard and killed a lion. Later, walking through the same vineyard, he goes to look at the corpse of the lion that he killed. After discovering that the bees had built a hive inside the body, he used a stick to get some of the honey out of it. Just like us walking close to that line, coming right next to it without technically crossing over, then there's Delilah. Time after time, she begs him to tell her the secret of his strength. He would tell her something, and she would try it, until one time he finally told her about not cutting his hair. Just like Samson finally stepping over the line and becoming his own worst enemy, we are our own worst enemy. We place ourselves near a sin, playing spiritual chicken. How close can we get to God's law without breaking them? We can be the hero and the villain in our own story, but our redemption comes from Christ Jesus. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joe for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, listen to that breeze, that gentle whisper, or God might get out his 2x4.